Test 1. I'm going to give you the instructions for this test. I'll introduce each part of the test and give you time to look at the questions. At the start of each piece, you will hear this sound. You'll hear each piece twice. Remember, while you are listening, write your answers on the question paper. You'll have 5 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. There'll now be a pause. Please ask any questions now because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. Part 1. You'll hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer A, B or C. 1. You hear a radio traffic announcement.
And now for the local traffic news. An accident on the A314 at Turner's Roundabout is causing hold-ups. The vehicles have been removed, but there are likely to be long delays until the build-up clears. Drivers can also expect long delays on Bishop's Road due to roadworks. The council has closed the area outside the secondary school until 7 a.m. on Wednesday morning to install a pedestrian bridge. Cars are being redirected down Cumberland Way and onto Langley Road before rejoining Bishop's Road by the bus station. Drivers are asked to plan another route if at all possible, so delays are kept to a minimum. And now for the local traffic news. An accident on the A314 at Turner's Roundabout is causing hold-ups. The vehicles have been removed, but there are likely to be long delays until the build-up clears. Drivers can also expect long delays on Bishop's Road due to roadworks. The council has closed the area outside the secondary school until 7 a.m. on Wednesday morning to install a pedestrian bridge. Cars are being redirected down Cumberland Way and onto Langley Road before rejoining Bishop's Road by the bus station. Drivers are asked to plan another route if at all possible, so delays are kept to a minimum.
2. You hear two people talking about the weekend.
So, what are your plans for the weekend, Jerry?
Oh, you know, the usual taxi service for the kids, music lessons on Friday night, and then my daughter's out to the cinema with some of her friends on Saturday afternoon. I'm bound to have to take them or collect them. You're lucky your children have grown up now and you don't need to take them everywhere.
I wouldn't say that. I've offered to take my son to the airport on Saturday morning. He's got to be there really early. His flight's at 7.
Oh, goodness. Andrew's in a football match that starts at 10:30 and I'll have to drop him off at the club. But at least it's not that early.
So, what are your plans for the weekend, Jerry?
Oh, you know, the usual taxi service for the kids, music lessons on Friday night, and then my daughter's out to the cinema with some of her friends on Saturday afternoon. I'm bound to have to take them or collect them. You're lucky your children have grown up now and you don't need to take them everywhere.
I wouldn't say that. I've offered to take my son to the airport on Saturday morning. He's got to be there really early. His flight's at 7.
Oh, goodness. Andrew's in a football match that starts at 10:30, and I'll have to drop him off at the club. But at least it's not that early.
3. You hear a woman talking about her boss.
Well, I wasn't worried at all when he called me into his office. I was sure he'd understand, especially as he had had to use public transport the week before when his car was being serviced. But how wrong can someone be? He was furious. I tried to explain why I had been coming in late in the morning, but he just wouldn't listen. He kept telling me that working hours are 9 to 5 and that I should wake up earlier if I can't arrive on time. I guess I'll have to take a taxi until I get my new car now. I can't spend the journey in worrying if I'm going to make it, can I? Well, I wasn't worried at all when he called me into his office. I was sure he'd understand, especially as he had had to use public transport the week before when his car was being serviced. But how wrong can someone be? He was furious. I tried to explain why I had been coming in late in the morning, but he just wouldn't listen. He kept telling me that working hours are 9 to 5 and that I should wake up earlier if I can't arrive on time. I guess I'll have to take a taxi until I get my new car now. I can't spend the journey in worrying if I'm going to make it, can I?
4. You hear a man talking to a shop assistant.
Can I help you, sir?
Yes, you can. I bought this about a month ago, and I have to say that I'm very disappointed. You see, I've only worn it once, and already the zip's broken. I never want to carry much when I travel, so it was ideal. Lightweight, a great colour, and with a hood, just perfect. I guess they don't make them like they used to, do they? It's just bad quality, I suppose. Or bad luck. Whatever it is, I want a refund.
Can I help you, sir?
Yes, you can. I bought this about a month ago, and I have to say that I'm very disappointed. You see, I've only worn it once, and already the zip's broken. I never want to carry much when I travel, so it was ideal. Lightweight, a great colour, and with a hood, just perfect. I guess they don't make them like they used to, do they? It's just bad quality, I suppose. Or bad luck. Whatever it is, I want a refund.
5. You hear two school children talking about a school trip they went on recently.
I thought the zoo was great, didn't you?
Yeah, much better than that last trip we went on. That museum was so boring. The insect house was amazing. Definitely my favourite bit. I just love things like that.
Really? I thought it was horrible. All those bugs and creepy crawlies. A bit scary if you ask me. No, I like furry things. Monkeys or meerkats. They're so cute.
The monkeys were funny, swinging around in the trees. But I can't say I liked the meerkats really. They didn't do anything. They just stood there looking around.
I thought the zoo was great, didn't you?
Yeah, much better than that last trip we went on. That museum was so boring. The insect house was amazing. Definitely my favourite bit. I just love things like that.
Really? I thought it was horrible. All those bugs and creepy crawlies. A bit scary if you ask me. No, I like furry things. Monkeys or meerkats. They're so cute.
The monkeys were funny, swinging around in the trees. But I can't say I liked the meerkats really. They didn't do anything. They just stood there looking around.
6. At a restaurant, you overhear two people talking.
So, have you decided what you're going to have yet?
Well, not really. I can't decide whether to order the steak or the fish. They both sound delicious, but I have been eating quite a lot of red meat lately.
Why not have the fish then? It's always good here. I've had it lots of times and never been disappointed. I think I'm going to order the risotto tonight, though. I fancy trying something I've never had before.
I had the risotto last time we came. Do you remember? It was good, nice and creamy. I think I'll have the fish, though. It's much better for me than the steak.
So, have you decided what you're going to have yet?
Well, not really. I can't decide whether to order the steak or the fish. They both sound delicious, but I have been eating quite a lot of red meat lately.
Why not have the fish then? It's always good here. I've had it lots of times and never been disappointed. I think I'm going to order the risotto tonight, though. I fancy trying something I've never had before.
I had the risotto last time we came, do you remember? It was good, nice and creamy. I think I'll have the fish, though. It's much better for me than the steak.
7. You overhear a man talking on the telephone.
Well, I'm sorry, but I have to disagree with you. I know it wasn't all your fault, but you were partly to blame. I don't think that's the point, do you? You really should have said you were sorry. It's not too late, though, you know. You'll be seeing Wendy tomorrow at work, so why don't you talk to her then? I know it's not the best place to apologize, but you shouldn't leave it. If I were you, I'd just ask to speak to her alone for a couple of minutes. I'm sure she'll be fine about it. Well, I'm sorry, but I have to disagree with you. I know it wasn't all your fault, but you were partly to blame. I don't think that's the point, do you? You really should have said you were sorry. It's not too late, though, you know. You'll be seeing Wendy tomorrow at work, so why don't you talk to her then? I know it's not the best place to apologize, but you shouldn't leave it. If I were you, I'd just ask to speak to her alone for a couple of minutes. I'm sure she'll be fine about it.
8. You hear a man being interviewed about a cycling club.
I've been a member for over 10 years now. Of course, the club's grown since those days. There were only 11 of us back in the beginning. It seemed very exclusive then. It's certainly become popular recently, though. I think there must be more than 150 members now. The fitness craze has helped, of course. People are more health conscious now than they used to be. But I think it's the reputation that the club members have that really appeals to people. We're more than just cyclists, you see. We get on so well together that we arrange other things too. Barbecues, walks, picnics, and so on. We're just like one big happy family. I've been a member for over 10 years now. Of course, the club's grown since those days. There were only 11 of us back in the beginning. It seemed very exclusive then. It's certainly become popular recently, though. I think there must be more than 150 members now. The fitness craze has helped, of course. People are more health conscious now than they used to be. But I think it's the reputation that the club members have that really appeals to people. We're more than just cyclists, you see. We get on so well together that we arrange other things too. Barbecues, walks, picnics, and so on. We're just like one big happy family.
That's the end of part 1. Now turn to part 2.